Well, Gary, there's been a bit of transfer activity this week with the addition of Lloyd Dyer. What will he bring to the squad?
Yeah, I think we're always looking for something we haven't got. And I think a natural left-footed winger who perhaps goes on the outside a little bit more. He's got blistering pace. He knows this level. Obviously had a great success in a Leicester team that got promoted into the Premier League. So I think he's an excellent addition for us. Worked very, very hard to get him and obviously had to compete with quite a number of good size championship clubs. So we're really, really pleased to have got him on board.
Are you still hoping to make further additions?
Yeah, we will make further additions. Again, I think it's always a funny one, the transfer window, because if you don't manage to take a permanent one in the window or a loan one, then you've only really got to wait a week and a bit before it reopens for emergency loans. So, I think that's something that, I think sometimes people get carried away of, you've got to do it, But, you don't forget that at any time if we get an injury, we could go out and get a top loan to come straight into the team. So there's always a balancing act, I think, with this window. But we certainly are looking to make more additions.
I know you won't want to go too in-depth with this issue, but it's kind of difficult to ignore reports this week of controversial behaviour at the holding company. Is that anything that affects your day-to-day running of the club?
No, I don't know, not at all. I think, again, if you look at Lloyd Dyer coming in, Lloyd wasn't an easy deal to do, so we've had a lot of support from the club to get that deal over the line. We are actively involved in two or three other potential deals. Whether we get those over the line, maybe, maybe not, but we're trying, and certainly finances are not going to stop us doing that. So I think the issue for me is, again, I've always had pretty good clarity about it, but if you picked up a paper every single day and read one of the different stories, then you'd start to take your eye off the ball at the football. And I think really for me, it's not really of my concern. I'm obviously interested, but at the end of the day, I work with the people that are here, and that's my remit. And my remit's not really to get involved in what goes on elsewhere.
And looking ahead to Saturday's game now, do you have any fresh injury worries?
No, not at the moment. No, we've got quite a clean bill of health, I think, at the moment, which is quite nice. But again, we're always mindful of the fact that, our squad's actually getting down to a size which I quite like the feel of the squad now. With a couple more additions, I think the size is starting to get a little bit more around where we want it to be. I'm quite pleased with how things are going. And again, we're just looking at one or two key additions because, as you know, at the moment, everyone's okay. But you never know how long that's going to last. So we've always got to be mindful of that.
You made quite a number of changes to the starting 11 in the third round when you played at Blyth. But obviously playing Premier League opposition is a completely different proposition altogether. With that in mind, are there likely to be as many changes?
No, there won't be as many. But how many? And if there are any, I'll probably sort of keep close to my chest. But I think the issue for me is that, obviously a lot of those players actually responded really well at half-time in the Blyth game and got us the opportunity to get through to the next round. I think what makes it difficult is it's such a big tie that's captured the imagination of all the fans, which has been amazing. I mean, I think at the last count there's something like 300 tickets left, and I don't know whether some of those might well have gone today as well. So it's going to be a really, really big crowd. It's going to be a great afternoon. And therefore, obviously, like we do always, we'll treat it as seriously as we can, and we'll just put the team out that we think are going to be very competitive against West Brom. And if that's nine changes, or if that's no changes, then obviously we'll show you on Saturday.
Are local derbies games that you particularly relish?
As a player, I always did. And as a player, I always thought the challenge was, if you're not from the area, is to try and understand and embrace what it means to the fans. And I think that's the important bit. You don't expect the players anymore to go like flying into a number of challenges because of the way the game's changed and the way the game's is refereed. But you want them to translate that passion and translate that feeling of it being a little bit more special than a normal game. And I think if the players can do that, then they certainly get the crowds back in, as we know at St Andrews. And the difference this time is there's going to be an extra 6,000-7,000 in to make even more noise. So it should be fantastic. Really looking forward to it.
And your side have been in such good form in the Championship over the past couple of months. Do you see this as a really good chance to test or measure your progress in playing a Premier League side?
I mean, you can say that, but I think it's a. I don't really think we need to measure our progress necessarily. I think what we need to do is go and treat the game slightly differently. Go and treat it like, you know, there's less pressure on the game. Treat it like it is a cup occasion. And with that, what you hope is you get a little bit more freedom about the players in the way they perform. You get a little bit more quality in the way we want to perform. But certainly from a discipline point of view, you know, we have to make sure we're as solid as we have been against a better side than we've played. And that's for sure. You know, we're going to have players that we've not come across, better quality of player that we've played against recently. So that's going to test us defensively even more. And then we've obviously got to make sure that we can attempt to hurt West Brom. But it's going to be a good game and one we look forward to.
Perhaps one of the biggest challenges of facing West Brom at the moment is Tony Pulis has just arrived and he's made them really organised and really difficult to break down.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if they played the way they've played and we played the way we've played, there might be like a 50-yard gap in midfield with no one in there. And the ball just sat on the penalty spot, centre spot. So, now, I think the thing with Tony is, you know, I don't know him well, but I know people who've worked under him and everyone's got so much respect for him and I've got so much respect for what he's done in the game over a massive period. And the one thing you know is you know you're going to come across a tough team and you know they're going to be hard to play against. But what they've also got is they've got lots of quality in the team because they're a Premier League side. So as I say, it's going to test us in a different way. But one thing's for sure, we know that West Brom will turn up and mentality-wise, they'll be absolutely spot on, I'm sure.
Finally, a lot is made of the FA Cup these days, with some people of the opinion that the competition's been devalued and teams are more focused on their league form. Does the competition still carry a level of prestige and excitement for you personally?
I think it has to. I said it in the last round, you know, although we made 10 changes and people felt, some one or two people said that they thought that might have been taking the competition lightly, but it's not. You know, we'd never take the competition lightly. I think what you always do is you always try to do what's right for your team and for your club, and only you as a manager can really answer that properly. But I love the competition. I think, again, you know, it's one of those things that when you grow up as a kid, it's those games that you dream about. It's those games that you think about. It's those occasions where you go and play at Wembley at the end of it. And I would say it's probably the best, apart from perhaps the Champions League, which you can argue is a league format, but it's probably the best cup competition in the world, I would suggest.